Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with crunchy spiced chickpeas. That's right, you know a recipe comes out good when the biggest problem you have is whether to call it crispy or crunchy. And such was the case with this delicious, easy-to-make, oven-fried snack. So I flipped an imaginary coin and decided to go with crunchy. But either way, these are incredibly addictive and something I think everyone should know how to make. So let's go ahead and get started. And in the words of the great Montel Jordan, this is how we do it. So the first thing we're going to need is some chickpeas. They're also known as garbanzo beans or chichi beans, although I believe that one's a little bit naughty. And while this snack is most often made with canned beans, I really think the dried are far superior, which is what we're going to use here. And of course, since we are using the dried beans, we're going to have to soak them first. So this recipe is going to start out very similar to the falafel recipe we just did. In fact, it's so similar, I'm just going to reuse the same footage. So what we need to do is cover our dried beans with cold water and let them soak for 24 hours, at which point they should look like this. And then what we'll need to do is drain these very, very well. Okay, we don't want to put these in the oven wet. So not only will we drain those, we'll also lay some paper towels in our baking dish so that we can blot off any excess moisture. So we'll roll those around a little bit on the paper towel, and that should dry them off pretty good. And once we've done that, we will remove the paper and proceed with this very simple two-step process, which is basically coat with some olive oil and spices and then bake in a hot oven till crispy. It really is that simple. So we'll start by drizzling in some olive oil. And no, I'm not measuring this. We just need enough to generously coat them. Of course, on the blog post, I'll list it as 2 tablespoons, which is what I always put for the oil when I'm not exactly sure. And then once that's set, it's time to season these up, and the sky's the limit. Okay, we'll start with some salt. That's pretty much mandatory. But after that, you put what you like. I will reluctantly tell you what I used, but I really do want you to make this recipe your own. So after the salt, I added some freshly ground black pepper, as well as some ground cumin. That's one of my favorite all-purpose spices and works really well here. I also decided to put in a little bit of chili powder. I used a little bit of smoked paprika, but really any kind of ground chili is going to work beautifully. And speaking of ground chilies, we'll also add a nice shake of cayenne. And once our chickpeas are oiled and seasoned, we will give that a good mix until those are all nicely and evenly coated. And as I've already mentioned, canned chickpeas are much more common for this recipe, but I just don't think those come out as crunchy. Plus, they are significantly more expensive than the dried version. But anyway, we'll give those a mix. And then we should probably give them the old shake-a-shake-a. We really do want these in just a single layer, at which point they're ready for the oven. So let's transfer those into the center of a preheated 400-degree oven for about an hour or until crunchy. And what we're going to want to do at least 2 or 3 times while these are cooking is pull them out and give them a good mix. And by the way, when I say these are going to take about an hour, that of course is going to vary. Could be 45 minutes, could be an hour and 5 minutes. For example, these, because I'm using a baking dish with high sides, is going to take a little longer than someone using a regular sheet pan. But the reason I do use a dish like this is because these things love to escape the pan as you're stirring them. So fair warning, if you use like a cookie sheet or something, you'll have these things rolling all over your kitchen. And I'm only going to show it once, but like I said, you'll want to do that a couple more times during the cooking process. So I'll pop those back in and continue baking, tossing occasionally, until they look like this. They should brown up beautifully and be very crunchy slash crispy. And by the way, I know it looks like there's a lot of spice still left in the oil, but don't worry, as you'll see, these chickpeas have absorbed all that flavor. And then speaking of the oil, we do want to let these cool down a little bit, but not sitting in the oil. So I do like to transfer these onto a rack at this point. That's going to allow any excess oil to drip off. And I think the final result's going to be a little bit crunchier. And I know you would have totally taken my word for that these are super crunchy, but just in case we have a few skeptics, let's listen in. So that is the sound you're looking for, and the sound you shall have as long as you cook these long enough. And by the way, the longer you cook these, the crunchier they get. Unless you go too far and then they burn and then you have nothing. So like so many things in life, you'll have to figure out that whole risk-reward thing. So don't stop till they're crunchy, but don't push it too far past that. Otherwise, you'll be starting over and have to wait an entire day to give it another try. But anyway, that's it. Crunchy spiced chickpeas. These were undoubtedly one of the world's first crunchy snack foods. I mean, I've done no research on that, but I bet you anything they were. And by the way, if you kind of squint, these do look like hundreds of tiny little basketballs, which would make this the perfect snack for your March Madness viewing party. All right? So I really do hope you give these a try. Head over to foodwishes.com for all the ingredient amounts and more info as usual. And as always, enjoy.